is streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire, where there's a final push from both Nikki Haley.
If you've got a lie to win, you don't deserve to win.
And Donald Trump.
When you step into that voting booth, you're going to be signaling that we want crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. We got to get him out.
As for where Ron DeSantis' votes may go, this voter is hoping they'll go to Trump.
Some of them are going to write in DeSantis. I understand. I mean, they really loved him, and I understand that. But I think many of them will go with my boy, with Trump.
I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Polls in New Hampshire begin opening this hour, and voters will not see President Biden's name on the ballot. Democrats' first primary will be in South Carolina. Today, Mr. Biden and Vice President Harris make their first joint campaign appearance of the year in Virginia, where the focus will be on abortion rights. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The issue has galvanized voters on the left who have turned out to protect abortion rights in seven states so far. Come this November, the issue will be on the ballot in up to nine more states.
The Supreme Court has granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration that will allow federal agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed at the southern border. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez is in Eagle Pass.
The administration had said and argued to the high court that this razor wire was obstructing and impeding Border Patrol operations, including efforts to process migrants who are already on American soil and to respond to medical emergencies.
Investigators in Illinois looking into a motive after eight people were killed at three different locations in the Chicago suburbs. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
U.S. Marshals say 23-year-old Romeo Nance was tracked down to Natalia, Texas, southwest of San Antonio, and during a confrontation with Texas authorities, apparently took his own life. Joliet police say this all started with a shooting at an apartment complex on Sunday, followed by the discovery of seven bodies in two homes on Monday.
Police say the gunman knew the victims. In San Diego, torrential rain has triggered flash floods that have inundated homes and overturned cars. Major highways shut down, so did bus lines. If you don't know his name, you probably know his movies.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Norman Jewison, the man who directed 1967's In the Heat of the Night, has died. His biggest box office success, Moonstruck.
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Norman Jewison was 97. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing two hospitals in western Wisconsin, the Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end of season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little messy out there today. We have a winter weather advisory in effect. Rain and snow likely off and on through the day. We could get it between a quarter and a half inch of liquid precip. Maybe some minor slushy accumulation, but definitely enough to mess up the roads a bit. 35 today, 33 tonight. Warm enough for rain tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey, everybody. Toddy's off, but Trygve Olsen's in the guest host chair. He has Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens tomorrow at noon on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Here's the best. You ever ask someone if they know someone and then they tell you a different name? How's that possible? That happens to me all the time. I go, you know Mike Anderson? He goes, I know a Flip Gunderson. Did you hear me say Flip Gunderson? Sometimes they don't even have the right sex. I go, you know Mike Smith? He goes, I know a Denise Smith. I go, yeah, that's the guy. What, do you got a plate in your head? What the hell's the matter with you?
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. You in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
Good morning, I'm Don Rosen, 607 at WRJN Radio. It is slippery out there this morning. I mean, the sidewalk is like a sheet of ice. I know in front of the radio station here, it was very slippery. I had to go salt it as soon as I walked in the building. I walked on the grass and the snow to get in because I couldn't move on the sidewalk. It was that slippery. And even coming out of my house, I had to salt on the wall. It was just, you can just skate. And it's very easy to lose your balance. So be very, very careful out there. Even on the roads, it's a little slick. And again, I had people passing me. They just didn't want to go the speed limit. They were impatient. One car that ran right by me on 16th Street, I looked at his car as he went by. His window was replaced with plastic. His whole side of the car was smashed in. This is because he can't drive like a normal human being. He's got to speed all over because he's late for something. Or he just likes going fast. And it's very slippery out there. You can step on your brakes and just skid a little bit. So be careful out there, all right? Please be careful. So the forecast calling for rain and sleet and snow today. Maybe an inch or less. Temperatures in the low 30s, which means we're right at that freezing mark. Cloudy tonight. Temps in the low 30s. Light rain tomorrow with a high in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 33, right on that borderline. Rain and snow falling around the Racine area, okay? Hey, coming up this morning, we've got some tickets to give away this hour to the Racine Theater Guild. We got a pair of tickets to give away to Dial M for Murder for this Friday night. So get ready. Later on this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets, all right?
Round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Pippin is coming in this morning. Yeah, we're talking Preservation Racine. Pippin will be in. I love that name. That's why I just like saying it. Pippin will be in this morning at 7:06. She'll skid her, slide her way right into our building. Actually, this is all part of it, so she'll be walking okay, I guess. I just called her. I said, be careful walking into the building this morning. Hey, it might be a little bit. It's just raining out there now where we are. It was raining on the by the lake this morning. It is raining here on Victory Avenue. But still, wow. I was just shocked at how slippery it was when I walked out there this morning. Because there's nothing on the car. The car was just wet. You know, I looked out the window. I said, oh, the car's wet. It's okay. And whoa, that first step onto my sidewalk. I thought it was going to land on my keister. But just be careful this morning. Question. Have you ever accidentally left something behind in a hotel and thought, well, that'll seem strange to somebody who finds it? A travel company released some of the weirdest items left in hotels. This is just last year alone. Here's some of the stuff. Dentures, which, you know, the first time you want to chew something, I guess you'd realize you left them behind. This one's scary. Witchcraft paraphernalia. What were they doing in that hotel room? Witchcraft paraphernalia. Prosthetic limbs. You'd think you wouldn't forget those in a hotel room. A glass eye. There's another item you think you wouldn't forget and leave behind. And an inflatable boat. Now, when I leave a hotel room with my wife, we look around and we say, all right, everything looks good. You'd think you would notice an inflatable boat left behind in that hotel room, wouldn't you? There's a new gadget called Nasocom. This is just as of yesterday, supposedly helping your allergies. You just strap it to your face, and it electrocutes your nose. It's got 6 electrodes, 3 for each nostril. They deliver a small electric shock to stimulate the muscles in your nose. They claim making your nose muscles contract and relax can help clear your sinuses and let you breathe easier. It's currently on Kickstarter for $60. I don't know if you want your nose tased first thing in the morning. I wouldn't want an electric shock to my nose, but, you know, I guess if your sinuses are that bad, you might want to do it. Around 1 in 4 Americans claim they can feel it in their joints when a storm is coming. But is it a real thing, or are they just saying that? Well, the experts say, no, it's real. The air pressure drops. It can cause tissue in your joints to swell. It can also cause headaches. So when somebody says their trick knee says it's going to rain, you best bring your umbrella. My wife and I did one Sunday morning about a year or so ago. We woke up, and we started reading about barometric pressure and everything about barometric pressure. I don't know what brought that up that morning, but we started looking it up, and then we got really entangled in it. But yeah, barometric pressure can really play havoc with your body. Now, the reason your body doesn't collapse because when the pressure gets high outside is because the pressure inside your body is equaling it out. Same thing with why a table doesn't collapse because of the pressure, because there's pressure going in both directions. And when there's no pressure on the inside, for example, when you, I don't know, have a package and you get all the air out of the package, you notice the package collapse because the pressure on the outside, the barometric pressure on the outside of the package is greater than what's on the inside. Same thing happens with your body. When the barometric pressure outside is greater than some of the pressure on the inside of your body, you start to feel the pain, and hence it's going to rain. Or, you know, low pressure means it swells. High pressure means, you know, it's going to push against you, but low pressure, which brings rain, I guess that's how it works. You should look up barometric pressure. I know it's not an exciting topic to talk about, but it's very interesting. All right, an American tourist was in Canada, and they were shocked when they ordered a hamburger cooked medium at a restaurant in Canada and had to sign a waiver that they couldn't sue the restaurant if it made them sick. Apparently, all hamburgers in Canada have to be cooked well done to avoid food poisoning. Anything less than that, you've got to indemnify them against any lawsuit. I hope this dog gets a lot of treats. I happened to see this video on ABC World News. A 65-year-old Northern Michigan man fell through an icy lake, and his dog was there. So a cop showed up, but couldn't get on the ice because it was too thin. So he called the dog over, which was able to walk on the ice, called the dog, tied a rope to the dog's collar, and then said, bring it to your owner. And he did. And he brought the rope to the owner. The owner got a hold of the rope, and the cop was able to pull him to safety. The cop's chest cam caught the whole video. That dog saved his owner's life. Didn't leave his owner. My dog would have run away, I think. But the owner grabbed the rope from the dog's collar, and the dog walked him in. I'm telling you, it happened. I saw the video. That's a dog, huh? Wow. I hope that dog got better than treats. I hope that dog got a steak dinner that night. Here are a few easy ways to lose some weight. I love these ways. This is my way to lose weight. Deep breathing before dinner keeps you, out of fight or flight, and encourages your body to burn calories instead of storing them. Getting more sleep keeps hormones in check and reduces urges to overeat. And pacing around while you talk on the phone can burn 5 calories per minute. I could do all of those with no problem. Yet I don't seem to be losing weight. But maybe I might try it again. All right, showbiz news. Pauly Shore debuted his short film about Richard Simmons at the Sundance Film Festival. He said Richard actually texted him and wished him good luck. The other day we read a story that Richard Simmons wanted absolutely nothing to do with this film, but I guess he changed his mind. Valerie Bertinelli got the boot from Food Network's Kids Baking Championship after being a host and a judge for 12 seasons. Says she was cut from the show due to budget cuts, and it still hurts, though. Dorothy's ruby red slippers. A man stole them, I guess from the owner of them, back in 2005, and did it because he believed the rubies were real. Of course they're not real. They're glass. He'll be sentenced next week. How could anybody be so gullible and think that the ruby red slippers were made of real rubies? Especially for a movie. Like they're going to leave that thing laying around on a set, huh? Odd but true, none of the Beatles could read or write conventional music. Paul used to call them dots on a page. The shortest career for anyone who's played in the NBA is James On Curry. He played for 3.9 seconds for the Los Angeles Clippers back in 2010. And that is all he played in the NBA. Krispy Kreme's most profitable location of its 1,300 stores worldwide is in... Nope, it's not here in Racine. Nope, nowhere near here. It's in Dublin, Ireland. They have sales of $330,000 a week in revenue selling Krispy Kreme donuts. Whoa. Speaking about donuts, there's a class action suit against Dunkin' Donuts arguing it discriminates and charges people who can't have dairy more for non-dairy alternatives like almond and oat milk. Starbucks facing a similar lawsuit. Tall people, listen up. The U.S. airlines with the most leg room, JetBlue and Southwest Airlines. The ones with the least, Frontier and Spirit Airlines. I need leg room. I'm 6'3". And when I sit down, there's barely enough for my knees. And then if the person in front of me puts their seat back, which I always thought was rude on an airline... I mean, the person in back of you has very little room to begin with, and you're going to put your seat all the way back. It's just rude. You can't ride 2 hours with that seat up. Come on. If everybody did that, we'd all be, So I bump the seat with my knees occasionally because I have no choice. What am I going to do? I got to do something with my knees. So I bump them, and eventually, if I do it enough, they'll put their seat up, or they'll just rock it a little bit to aggravate me. This is one of the main reasons I don't like flying. There's like 100 reasons why, but that's one of them. And Spirit Airlines, boy, are they getting really raked over the coals by the late night talk shows. I don't know. I've never flown Spirit Airlines, but apparently they're not a great airline. Didn't they file for some kind of bankruptcy or something recently? They tried to merge with Frontier Airlines. And I think it was Frontier, wasn't it? No, JetBlue. They tried to merge with JetBlue, and the government said, ain't going to happen. So anyway. All right. On the flip side of the break, we have Showbiz News Part 2 coming up with Jamie Foxx, Alec Baldwin, and some other stuff. It's all straight ahead at WRJN Radio. Rain and sleet, very slippery out there this morning. Very slippery. Don't let the wetness on the sidewalk fool you. It is icy. Especially in parking lots. I couldn't walk in our parking lot this morning. I had to walk on the grass with the snow. It was that bad. All right, 619 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio. Refreshed. Stay where you are.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and long.
It's 621 at WRJN Radio. Rain and sleet and snow, maybe an inch or less today. Temperatures in the low 30s. Cloudy. Temps in the low 30s tonight. Light rain tomorrow. Highs in the upper 30s. Currently some rain and snow falling. Mainly rain where we are. 33 degrees. Coming up tonight, Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball at Minnesota, 5 p.m. at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets to Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild.
For me, never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
It's 6:22 at WRJN, time for Showbiz News Part 2 this morning. Jamie Foxx resuming filming Back in Action, the movie he was shooting when he suffered his still undisclosed medical emergency. Alec Baldwin once again finding himself indicted on an involuntary manslaughter charge following a new investigation into the fatal shooting on the set of his movie Rust. And with all this public domain horror stuff happening, it's interesting to note that Superman hits public domain in 2034 along with Batman, Joker, Wonder Woman following in the years after. Superman will be in the public domain. Mickey Mouse is in the public domain. But just the Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon. If you want to draw Mickey Mouse, feel free to do it. But it's got to be the Mickey Mouse. And he looks kind of different than today's Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie. He's in the public domain. It happens after a certain number of years. And anybody can use it. I don't think that's right, though. If you invent something, you should kind of own it forever, no? Someone went through every list they could find where experts weighed in on the best summer jobs for teenagers. I know it's raining and snowing out there, but start thinking about what you're going to do this summer when school lets out. Here are the top five overall. Camp counselor. That would be a fun job. I'm so sorry I didn't go to summer camp. All the kids in my neighborhood went to either day camp or summer camp. Most went to day camp, where a bus picks you up in the morning, drops you off, you know, late in the afternoon. I'm sorry I didn't do it. I went to what they, summer school. It's not what you think. Summer school at our school was playing around when you were a kid. They had sprinklers. We did arts and crafts. I went to summer school. It wasn't like summer school when you fail a grade. It was summer school when you have fun. You play. You're a little kid. And so I went to that, but I wish I would have gone to camp. That's the only regret I have about it, being a kid and not growing up. I didn't go. All the other kids went. Anyway, camp counselor came out number one. Babysitter, number two, I did that. A tutor, I did that too. Dog walker, never did that. Mowing lawns, that I did. I didn't charge enough. I think I should have charged more. I think they took advantage of me. Do you and your neighbors get along? If so, fantastic. I get along with my neighbors. On the other hand, here are the five classic things neighbors hate about each other. Mowing the lawn at odd hours. Yeah, coming up at 5 or 4 in the morning to mow your lawn is probably not a good idea. Backyard parties, okay, but when they start going past midnight, especially on a weeknight, come on. Smoke from a fire pit blowing into their home. You know, I'm so cognizant when I'm barbecuing and the smoke is going toward my neighbor's house, I really can't stop it. But at least it smells like steak, you know, not like smoke. It's steak smoke. Poorly positioned floodlights that blast through your window at night. Now, when I set up Christmas lights one year, I had this laser thing shining on the house, and part of it went on my neighbor's house, so I just took it down. I asked them, was it going in your window? They said, no, don't worry about it. We, you know, put the window shade down. I said, no, it's not good enough. I'll just stop doing it. And I did. And, of course, overly loud dogs. We have a dog in our neighborhood. I don't know exactly which house. I suspect which house it is. But all day long, bark, 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 all day long. Now, in the winter, not as bad because they don't leave the dog out all winter. But in the summer, in the spring, in the fall, that dog is out there all day long barking. My guess is they go to work and just leave the dog outside in the backyard. Probably put some water out there, a little food, and say, see you at 5 o'clock. Because that dog doesn't stop barking. Odd but true. The New York Times has approximately 1,600 to 1,700 obituaries pre-written, ready to go when somebody actually dies. The obits are added at a rate of about 3 a week, and they use them roughly at about 3 a week. So when, like, Norman Jewison passed away yesterday, very, very famous director, directed the Thomas Crown Affair, The Fiddler on the Roof, In the Heat of the Night, so many big movies. When he passed away, they were ready to go. They had his entire obit online. And they didn't just write it now. They wrote it in advance. So when somebody passes away, they're ready to go. Liz Taylor's obit was written way in advance, so much so the guy who wrote it passed away before she did. True story. How do you feel about this? U.S. regulators have cleared cultivated meat, a.k.a. lab-grown meat, for sale in this country. The first two companies selling it, Upside Foods and Good Meat. They say production started now. It's on. I don't know. Do you want to eat, you know, lab meat? I don't think so. You know, lately I've been feeling funny about eating regular meat because I realized I'm eating murdered animal. I still eat it. But lab meat? Yeah. People just noticed that Good Humor has discontinued the toasted almond bar. The company says they have no current plans to bring it back. When I was a kid, the Good Humor Man came around in his truck. I'm telling you, Good Humor Man. Everybody got toasted almond, coconut. I used to get the coconut bar. Oh, it was so good. A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named the heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office of the Racine Theater Guild for tickets, 633-4218, or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets. Or right now, you can win a pair of tickets. We have one pair of tickets for this Friday night at 7:30. You want to go? If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now. 634. You got to dial 262 these days, right? Yeah. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. And I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you at the Racine Theater Guild this Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. Scary, too. I love mysteries. My wife and I watch Alfred Hitchcock all the time. Hi, what's your first name?
Andy.
Andy. Hold on. You got the tickets, Andy, okay?
All right.
All right, Andy. See, wasn't it simple just to make that one phone call?
It wasn't very difficult.
No, everybody thinks, oh, no. You mean I got a call to win a prize? I got to dial the phone? Just put our phone number on speed dial so you never have to worry about that again.
There you go.
Hold on the line, Andy. Don't move. All right, it's 629 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. News, all that kind of stuff. Farm information, all straight ahead.
Talking Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. After 11 weeks, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is continuing to gather testimony on changing federal milk marketing orders. Lucas Sostrom with Minnesota Milk and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has testified, but he says farmer voices aren't necessarily being heard. Sostrom says the current oversupply of milk, especially in the Midwest, has dairy producers avoiding rocking the boat so they don't risk losing the place where they're marketing milk now.
They called me because they couldn't call their co-op. They called me because they couldn't call their processor. And so your board member, who's a fellow dairy farmer, is going to be your best avenue here. And I feel for people. Some dairy farmers are just stuck. And so we're trying to raise this with lawmakers. We raised it at the federal order hearing to say, hey, as you're considering all this, just remember, it's a time where farmers aren't able to speak openly like they used to be because they don't have an option B or C. They might barely have an option A.
Sostrom says the other problem they're addressing is the voting process once recommendations have been made. He explains that USDA will select one date in time. If your milk processor or dairy cooperative was pooled or using the federal orders on that particular date, you'll be able to vote. If not, you're out. He says that could leave almost all Wisconsin dairies out of the process with no vote at all. We'll take a look at our dairy markets next.
Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated, or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's a dollar 34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org.
This morning and through the afternoon, the Midwest Farm Report team will be on the UW-Madison campus for the Ag Outlook Forum. The theme this year is rural livability. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke is emceeing the event. We'll be posting pictures from the Ag Outlook Forum at Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. From Chicago, on the close yesterday, barrel cheese was unchanged from the week before at $1.46¾. The 40-pound block cheese closed up a nickel and a half at $1.50. AA butter was also unchanged from last week at $2.54½. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
It is going to be a little messy out there today. We have a winter weather advisory in effect. Rain and snow likely off and on through the day. We could get it between a quarter and a half inch of liquid precip, maybe some minor slushy accumulation, but definitely enough to mess up the roads a bit. 35 today, 33 tonight. Warm enough for rain tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents in enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see...
Try to be good. I call home once a week. I FaceTime my mom's forehead every Sunday. Last time we FaceTimed, my mom saw how long my hair is getting, and this is a quote. She went, "Petey, sweetie, you look like Johnny Damon from that movie, Good Luck Hunting." That's a lot of mistakes to cram into one sentence from a woman living in Boston. I didn't know what to say. I just went, "Well, how do you like them bananas?" And I just moved on. I do call my mom every Sunday, except this week she called me on a Monday, which was a nightmare. We had just spoken on Sunday. Anyone else have a parent in their 80s you call on a designated day, then they break the routine? Isn't that terrifying? I was at work. I saw the phone lighting up. It said, "Mom." I immediately go to worst case. I'm like, who fell? Who died? Or worse, she just wants to chat. Like, which is...
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ended. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially
at WRJN Radio. Very slippery out there this morning. And not only for your car, but for your feet. It's like a sheet of ice. It's raining, but it's very, very slippery. I had to walk across our front lawn this morning to get in the building. I couldn't walk on the sidewalk. Now, I salted part of it for our guests coming in. But, wow. Be careful walking out there. Rain, sleet, and snow today, an inch or less. Temperatures in the low 30s today. Cloudy. Temps in the low 30s tonight. Light rain, highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. Is winter over? Every time I think that, I keep thinking about that 24-inch snowstorm we had on, I guess it was back in 2011. It was on Groundhog Day. So anytime I think winter's over, I think about Groundhog Day back then. So I'm not going to say winter's over quite yet. Hey, if you're a gardener, listen to this. A woman in Georgia is excited because she planted in her yard 36 years ago a flower, and it bloomed. It's called the century plant. It only blooms once in its entire life, and when it does, it's impressive. Practically overnight, a stalk shot up 25 feet from the middle of it. This actually happened last fall or spring, last summer, I think. And I did see it, and it just shot up in one night. It's too bad they didn't have, like, photography watching this thing. It's really... amazing to watch it. It's kind of spooky, too. So you blow up that quickly. All right, time for Odd But True. No former SNL Saturday Night Live cast member has ever won an Oscar for acting. However, a former In Living Color cast member has. Jamie Foxx won for a fantastic performance playing Ray Charles in the movie Ray, won Best Actor. He was good in that. The FBI picked the name The Unabomber. Remember The Unabomber? They picked it because it was short for University and Airline Bomber. People had no idea why he was called the Unabomber. I remember somebody was interviewing his mother. They They called her Unimom when they were interviewing her. Well, he's locked up for life, so he's not going anywhere. Wondering where the time is going? Survey found the average person will spend 3 months of their lifetime getting ready for work each day. Men spend 23 minutes a day in the bathroom, or 373 days of their entire lifetime. Women spend about 29 minutes a day in there, or 456 days of their life. That's where your time's going, folks. Are you a lawbreaker? Nah, let's find out here. A survey found the most common laws we all break. Speeding, number one. Littering. Illegally downloading music, TV shows, or movies. It's amazing how many people are law-abiding citizens that do it. It's law-breaking. You're stealing is what you're doing. And it's a crime. But people do it. Taking stuff from a hotel room. Now, we're not talking about those little shampoo things. You could take those. They want you to take them because they're going to throw them out anyway. They don't reuse those things. So if it's those little shampoo things, fine. We're talking about TV sets. We're talking about towels. We're talking about paintings on the wall. And don't laugh. People took a grand piano out of a hotel once. They take televisions all the time. So, yeah, that happens. But those little shampoo things, you could take those. Parking in a no parking zone. Or parking in a handicap spot. When it's obvious that you don't have, first of all, you don't have a placard. You can't park in a handicap spot unless you have a placard. Doesn't matter if you can walk or not. Or you have a handicap, whether it be a heart problem or something like that. Not all handicaps are visible. Not everybody has to walk with a cane or use a wheelchair. I mean, people have heart problems and make some handicap. So, you know, if you don't have a placard, you can't park there. But people do it. And texting while driving. How many people do that? You're not even supposed to be talking on your phone when you're driving. It's not illegal in this state. It isn't some. When I went to visit New York for a reunion once, this is several years ago, I was on my phone. I got a dirty look from somebody. I forgot that it's illegal to talk on your cell phone in the state of New York while driving. Unless it's hands-free. And I didn't have a hands-free phone. And I pulled up to a light and I got this dirty look. I don't know what they were looking at. But, yeah. It's called inattentive driving. And if you do it and you have an accident, it's going to cost you. All right. Here's another feeling old moment. I guess it's, how many years ago was that now? 39 years ago, the movie Look Who's Talking To came out. Remember that with John Travolta as the voice of the baby? That was 39 years ago. 39 years ago, my goodness. Which sounds worse to you, having nude photos of you fly around the internet or having some hacker in Russia rack up $50,000 in debt on your stolen credit card information? Tough call to some people. But there is a definitive answer. People would rather have their nude photos leaked than their financial information. People would also rather have nude photos of them than have somebody rob their home. I agree. I mean, do you really want to see my nude photos? I think Facebook would melt down if ever they were on the internet. But yeah, I don't want my, I mean, no. I mean, your nude photos, people look at them, throw up, and then, you know, move on. But that information lasts forever out there. Yeah, I'm just thinking about that now. That would be terrible. I never saw anybody's nude photos on the internet. I just never have. I mean, how do they? Facebook wouldn't let them on there, I don't think. But where do people get nude photos? Where do you look? I don't even know where you would look for those nude photos if you wanted to. When is the last time you picked up a landline phone to talk to someone? Well, with me, it was 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, when I talked to Andy and he won a contest here at the station. That was a landline I talked on. But how about you? When was the last time you talked on a landline to somebody? Probably would have been a ridiculous question 20 years ago, but now it's something you probably have to think about. According to this survey, 40% of people have used a landline in the past few days, although it's mostly older people. 25% of us haven't used a landline in the last 6 months. 2% have never, ever used one. No, I did call somebody, one of our guests, and they said, I have a landline, so don't leave a message. So there are people that have them. When we were ready to get rid of our landline, I was nervous about it. I said, come on, just don't disconnect me from the world, don't. I told my wife, please. She said, let me tell you this, and this was true. She said, in 6 months, if you can't still breathe from the landline, if you're still having palpitations, we'll put it back. I never missed it. Now, we still have our phone on the wall because there's a big thing on the wall and it's got to be covered up by something. So we still have our dial-up phone on the wall. Not, you know, rotary dial, but push-button phone. It's still on the wall. But she did say that. If you still can't breathe and you're having palpitations after 6 months, I'll put the landline back. I never missed it. I thought I would, but I didn't. There's a video that went around. They put a rotary dial phone in front of these teenagers and said, make a call. They didn't know how to do it. They had no idea how a rotary phone works. They put their finger in it, but they didn't know what to do with it. Yeah. So they said, well, you have to, you know, go around, put your finger in the number you want to dial, and put your finger. But they didn't know to let it go. They would slowly bring it back with their finger. And they were trying to say, no, you have to make, you know, put your finger in the six, bring it all the way around till it won't go anymore, and take your finger out. They couldn't master that. Isn't that scary? When I was at the World's Fair in 1964, I think I was 10 years old. As a matter of fact, I was 10 years old. And I went with my parents, and they went to the restrooms, and my brother and I were left there, and they had push-button phones in the phone booths at the World's Fair. This was the debut of them. Nobody had ever seen them before. They were debuted at the World's Fair in 1964. And I said to my father when he came out, can we make a phone call to somebody? It was 10 cents. Can I call a friend at home? He said, what are you going to do that for? I said, I want to try the phone. He said, you're never going to see these phones. They're never going to be real phones. This is just at the World's Fair. They're not going to make push-button phones. My father, obviously a seer of the future. Boy, was he wrong on that one. He wasn't wrong a lot, but he was wrong there. Thanks, Dad. All right. We all lie. All of us. What lies do you tell more often? All right. My phone was on silent, so I didn't know you called. Yeah, right. Sorry, I didn't have any change on me. And how about this one? How do you feel? I'm fine. You're not fine, but you're lying about it. We all tell those lies. 64% of parents say they feel the need to escape for a while during the day with their kid. The average parent escapes at 3:53 p.m., and almost all of them find refuge by hiding in the bathroom. Then they spend an average of 14 and a half minutes in there with the door locked to get away from their kids. Oh, I could tell you stories. But I won't. It's morning. Nobody wants to hear bathroom stories in the morning. 61% of dog owners kiss their dog on the mouth. 52% say they kiss their dog more often than they kiss their significant other. I used to kiss my dog on the mouth. You know, a little peck on the mouth. Not, you know, with his tongue out or anything. A little kiss on the mouth. Everybody, all dog owners do that. Hello, how are you this morning? There's a physicist in Colorado that's been working with his son to 3D print their own, get this, working Lamborghini. So far, they spent $20,000 3D printing a Lamborghini. And it's a lot less than the real one. The real Lamborghini costs $335,000. Could you really print out an entire Lamborghini, engine parts, everything, a door, a hood? How do you do something like that? Where do you begin? Anyway, this guy and his son are trying. Here's some of the worst ways people have been dumped. Oy. On the dance floor at my friend's wedding, they said, on the same day I put my family's 14-year-old dog to sleep. Yeah, get him while they're down. Huh? And he did it on April 1st, so I wasn't sure if it was an April Fool's joke until the next day when he said, yes, we're splitting up. Quick April Fool's story here. When our FM station here in 1991 was switching formats from country to easy listening music. It was WHKQ. Tony Gazzana, our general manager at the time, said, I don't want to switch on April 1st because people are going to think it's a joke. So we waited till April 2nd. True story. So we played country music from one. Actually, I think we stopped. We didn't play anything on the air for that day because the studio was already dismantled at that time. So we waited till April 2nd because anytime something happens on April 1st. By the way, if you ever want a job in radio, most disc jockeys get fired on April 2nd. That's truth because they always do some stupid stunt on the radio on April 1st, which gets them fired on April 2nd. So if you want a job in radio, always apply on April 2nd. Most of the jobs are open then. Rain, sleet, and snow, maybe an inch. Temperatures in the low 30s today. Cloudy. Temperatures in the low 30s tonight. Light rain. Highs in the upper 30s tomorrow. It's very slippery out there. Be careful walking, okay? 33 degrees with rain and snow falling. Mostly rain in our area. Hey, we're talking to Pippin's coming in. I love that name, Pippin. From Preservation Racine in just a few minutes. And we'll talk about Racine and the parade of homes and all the things they're trying to preserve here in Racine. That's all straight ahead at WRJN Radio, a Civic Media station, hometown radio refreshed. I'm Don Rosen, 649.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
And good morning at 6:50 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. Badgers men's basketball tonight against Minnesota, 5 p.m. Don't forget that, all right? And just a reminder, don't forget this either. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones' goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illnesses live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning, community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Cosmo Magazine posted a list of things that instantly make a hot guy not hot anymore. I never had to worry about that, but they include he knows he's hot and being mean to your pet. Oh, that's forget it. You're done. Mean to the girl's pet. Oh, forget it. There's no way you're going to live past that. You don't make it past that. Let's see what else we have here. If you text someone and they don't write back, a study found you should wait 3 hours and 52 minutes. Not 4 hours, but 3 hours and 52 minutes. That significantly increases your chances of getting a response. That never works with me. Sometimes I have to send text messages like 50 times until they're so annoyed they don't want to deal with me anymore. Odd but true. The average cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds, but the weight is so distributed across such a big space, it still floats. Clouds weigh 1.1 million pounds. Huh. Looking for a getaway to nowhere this summer? All right, here you go. A study actually located in the middle of nowhere. It's in Idaho. The study looked at which parts of the United States are furthest from any major roads, and two of the four most isolated places are in Idaho. They're in the Grand Canyon in Arizona and also the lakes in northwest Maine. I was in the center of the United States. I think it's in Belfouche, South Dakota. Somebody told me it was in Kansas. But it said South Dakota, Belfouche. So we went there, and there's a thing you stand on, and supposedly you're in the center of the United States. However, my wife and I found out it wasn't true. The actual center was in a farmer's field, not far from there. But since they couldn't put tourist walking in his field, they actually made it a little further down the road where they had some land where they can make this giant thing where you stand in the middle of it. And supposedly you're standing in the middle of the United States at that point. Here's something new to worry about. One in three people know there's who's going. Wait a second. One in three people know someone who's gone to the doctor for a routine checkup and found something serious. Yeah, how'd you like to go to the doctor? It's a routine. Everything's routine. And he looks at you, turn. Uh-oh. What do you mean, uh-oh? You never want to hear a doctor say, huh, or uh-oh. Huh. Did you know this? Oh, man, that's horrible. Let's see what else we got here for you this morning. Would you screw over a worker, a friend, for a promotion? 68% of people in their early 20s said they would. You would screw over a friend to get a promotion. 62% of people in their 50s and 60s say they wouldn't even consider it. I would never do that. If they wanted to get the promotion, they probably deserve it. Here's the secret to a good first date. Let the other person order the food first, and even if it sounds terrible, order the exact same thing. When people on first dates order the same food, they instantly build trust and camaraderie. It increases the odds you might get a second date. All right. But you have to eat that terrible food. Now, this is true again. I love true stories. When I worked at my first radio station, I was going to leave it, but they said, don't leave. We just bought a radio station in Atlanta. Go down there, talk to the general manager, and you could do mornings down in Atlanta. You could do the morning show down there, but meet him first. So they flew me down to Atlanta, and he took me out to lunch. And he said, I'm going to give you, and this guy was from Pittsburgh. He wasn't even from the South. He said, I'm going to treat you to a real Southern lunch. And he got all these fried vegetables. Everything down there is fried. And he got me Southern fried okra and all this Southern fried food. The oil was dripping all over my plate. Now, I'm not a big vegetable eater to begin with. And this stuff I would never touch in a million years, but I wanted the job. So I was not paying I have no idea what this man was saying to me. I have no idea. Jack was his first name. I forget his last name. But I have no idea what he was saying to me because I was concentrating on not letting this food come up once it went down my throat. So I cut into the okra, and it was like deep fried with, you know, some kind of coating on it. And I took a bite, and I said, I'm not going to make it. Meanwhile, he's talking to me the whole time. I have no idea what he's saying because I'm just concentrating on not letting this food come up. And I'm eating this fried okra, and there was some other fried horrible vegetables I had to eat. And I ate them. And I just said, I'm not going to make it down here. So if this is what I have to eat. I don't know why he ordered that. Maybe it was a test, now that I'm thinking about it. He tested me. If he really wants the job, he'll eat this stuff. I also went, after, you know, I was living there for a while, I went to something called the Omelet Shop. It was like the Waffle House, but it was called the Omelet Shop. And I got an omelet, and it was just oil was all over the plate. It was like you dip it in oil. It was just horrible. Just horrible to eat this stuff. I got the job, but yeah, that's, you know. Oof. Here are five romantic gestures that won't cost you a thing. You want to be romantic with your spouse or your significant other or partner, whatever. Start the workday off with an unexpected voicemail or text. My wife and I do that every morning. We text three words every morning. Every morning. So I'm here at work, and I get texted three words. I text her back, and we do that every morning. Take care of mundane tasks they hate to do. Compliment them on something less obvious than their looks. Make a small sacrifice to make them happy. And let them know you're looking forward to seeing them again. I do those every morning, every day with my wife. She does the same thing to me. We really do. Yeah, I like that. What do you think of this? The parks in Philadelphia are getting criticized for installing noise machines that make a high-pitched sound. Now get this. Only people under the age of 25 can really hear the noise. And they're designed to keep teenagers out of the parks at night. It's like a dog sound. That's horrible to do that to somebody. You know, maybe it attracts the dogs. Who knows? You know, there were convenience stores for a while. They played classical music out in front of their convenience stores so kids wouldn't hang around. They played symphonies and stuff. It worked. It's like insect repellent to teenagers, classical music. It's 6:58 at WRJN. Pippin is here. I see her in the lobby. We're going to talk Preservation Racine coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here. Don't forget, it's very slick out there. Rain, sleet, and snow today. Less than an inch expected. Highs in the low 30s today. Rain and snow falling now. Mainly rain. It's 33 degrees. 6:58 WRJN, a Civic Media station. Hometown radio. Refreshed.
Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.